This summer, movie theaters will be haunted by creepy clowns, scary sharks, and zany zombies.
Excuse me, we're closed! Get away from me!
Horror has long found a home during the summer months at the multiplex, and here to tell us more is NPR's resident horror expert, arts correspondent Neda Ulubi. Hey there.
Hi.
All right, what are the big trends in horror this summer? And I should just say I hate horror films.
I'm sorry that you hate horror, but we've got a lot of really fun things to talk about, including super-duper evil dolls like the awful, awful Moppet in the movie Child's Play.
If they don't let us play, they all go away.
This is a new addition to a franchise that started about 30 years ago, the Chucky movies. We're talking about 7 movies, around $200 million. It's a massive franchise. And horror, as you know, is a way for artists to explore cultural nightmares in ways that can actually be interesting, I think. Like, so the first Chucky movie was about a doll possessed by a serial killer. Super silly idea. This new Chucky movie is a reboot. And this new doll is no longer possessed by a serial killer.
Okay,
What he is, he's a smart doll. He's an AI doll.
I'm not going to be able to look at my refrigerator the same way.
The doll, it's a beacon for other spirits.
This is number 2 of our Evil Doll series of the summer. This is Annabelle Comes Home, another huge horror franchise that started with The Conjuring back in 2013. It's expanded to 3 movies just about Annabelle alone. Lulu, there's something about redheaded dolls. Both Chucky and Annabelle are redheads.
So what are horror fans excited about other than dolls?
There's a movie called Midsommar, and it's by the same guy who directed the movie Hereditary, which was one of last year's top-grossing horror movies. This one, if we're going to be talking about how horror movies tap into cultural fears, we're living in this time of Instagrammable moments where people are going to things like Coachella and other big festivals. This movie is set at a festival in rural Sweden. It only happens, you know, once every like 99 years or something like that. And it sounds really great, except for all of the pagans who chop up all of the people who come to this particular festival. Also, you know, if you also just like Oscar-nominated movies and you like perhaps the movies made by Guillermo del Toro, who did The Shape of Water, Pan's Labyrinth, these are beautiful movies that people who aren't necessarily genre fans can get behind. He's producing a movie that comes out this summer called Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And that's based on a very popular series of books about kids making very bad decisions.
Do you want to see a haunted house?
No, don't. They don't want to see a haunted house. They should stay away from the haunted house.
Always stay away from the haunted house. So you do like horror movies, and I'm wondering what you're excited about.
There's a streaming site called Shudder that's really, really geared towards people like me who like smart horror, who like movies that push on social issues, that are thoughtful, that are scary, but are also fun. And there's one coming out this summer called Tigers Are Not Afraid, and it's being described as a really dark fairy tale about children that are caught up in the Mexican drug war.
Los Huascas saben en dónde estamos.
Nos vamos a ir a esconder.
So this is a movie directed by a woman. It's getting absolutely fabulous buzz. And then there's another movie coming out on Shudder called One Cut of the Dead. That's a Japanese zombie movie that broke box office records there.
NPR's arts correspondent and horror film fanatic, Neda Ulubi, thank you so much.
Thank you.